Om Shanti. Today's experiment concerns self-transformation. And for this experiment, we're going to start by thinking of a relationship which doesn't work. A problematic relationship, specifically one in which there's clearly something I don't like about the other person. So for this, we need to be very honest and just very simple and see if you can put your finger on what exactly it is that you don't like in the other person. And let it be a characteristic versus any particular behavior. So for example, maybe the person I live at the center with or I share an apartment with leaves their dirty dishes in the sink. So it's not that which we want to identify for this experiment as much as on a deeper level, what's the characteristic which is resulting in that behavior? Like maybe it's their laziness or maybe their disrespect of Baba's systems, of me, or maybe it could be in another example, something that annoys you is how someone is always focused on what's wrong in a situation or what's wrong in another person. Again, going deeper, the characteristic which results in that kind of behavior is sanskara of always criticizing, commenting, correcting. So, take a moment or two, stop the audio so that you can identify one such relationship and one specific thing about the other person that you don't like, which is probably contributing to the difficulties in the relationship. And having completed the first part of this experiment, next question is, what are you going to do about it? Or what have you been doing? Because definitely by this point in the cycle, we know the importance of having a stage where there's just pure feelings and good wishes for everyone. We know the importance of clearing out any such feelings like disliking another or resenting another or opposing another. We have understood how damaging that is to the godly task, to the atmosphere, to the relationship, and then even to me. So again, stop this audio for a few seconds or a few minutes, the time it takes you to explore what can be done to really completely upgrade that relationship. And after you've completed that second reflection question, we can continue. There are many things that we do in such situations. We can put the other one in front of Baba. We can seek ways to forgive that person. We can put some gyan between me and that other person. Like, for example, we are all actors, and that other person is just playing her part. Let me focus on my part. Sometimes we can think, it's a very good test for me. We can be grateful to that person for giving us a test now, instead of being surprised about these things in the final exam. But despite our best efforts, there are some relationships where that test just doesn't finish. And we are continuously disturbed by something someone is or does. I continue to see that person through the lens of that weakness of theirs, and my feelings towards that person stay very negative. They just don't change. So, in such cases, there is one more formula which is also useful, and that is to consider how that sanskara in that other person, which bothers me so much, is really just a reflection of how that same sanskara is in myself. And that what's really needed here is that I forgive myself. It might not be a very new formula, but it's an interesting experiment, especially if you haven't done it in a long time, or you're really in that kind of situation where you just can't let go of those feelings towards that person. And it's as if something is really holding you down in those negative feelings. So let's take a few minutes to experiment with forgiving myself. I come into the awareness of my Brahman form. I know myself as a soul, but I'm also very aware of the duality within. I am pure gold, but alloy has entered, and there are impurities which need to be cleared. I look to see if that sanskara really could be in me, that particular sanskara, which so bothers me in this other person. And I'm ready to experiment with the idea that maybe it is. I step back from that sanskara and I just observe it. I underline for myself the harm it's doing, and I confirm how much I really do not want the sanskara. I'm really ready to let it go. I come into the consciousness of myself as a tiny point of light, and I turn my attention upwards. And I reach for my home of light. I place myself in the ocean of light. Here, I am able to see Baba so clearly. How pure is the light of God, my Father? How powerful those strong rays of His light filling the whole of the home of light. How how great is the truth of this light. And the rays of this light pierce me, charging me with that same power of truth, that same light. And as I prepare to leave the home of light, I carry with me all these feelings. And I return to my physical body, the Brahman form. And once again, I look at that sanskara in me, but now from a completely different perspective. I see how truth completely acknowledges that sanskara and accepts it. Baba, my father, completely acknowledges all such sanskaras in me. And yet, Baba has completely accepted me as I am, however I am. I see how truth says that that sanskara is not you. Truth says that sanskara is a product of time, like dust on the windowsill. Truth says, you're not even to blame. Truth says, I forgive you. And Baba, my eternal friend, beloved, mother, father, also says, I forgive you. So can I not keep truth as my companion? God, Baba, as my companion. Just let it go. Just let there be forgiveness in all such matters regarding myself, regarding anyone else. I emerge the other person who's been a mirror. And I experience the same feelings. All such sanskaras have nothing to do with truth. The light of truth fills my feelings now, and I feel so light. I feel so easy, absolutely ready to let go and to move forward with newness. Om Shanti. For many of us, it might not be new, this idea that the annoying sanskaras in another are really just a reflection of those same sanskaras sitting in me like a thorn, and that's what's actually annoying and irritating. And if you have trouble relating to this, consider also that annoying sanskara might not be active in your character currently. It might be something from the past when you were a child or adolescent or a young adult, and now there are just traces of it remaining. I'd like to share with you an extract from an old Avyakt Bhaktada Murli, which underlines why we need to keep revisiting this kind of exploration in which we re-examine our relationship with our own self, we re-examine our relationship with those sanskaras. So this is a Murli from the 18th of June, 1977, and I'll just be sharing a few extracts. Time and time again, you bring the same complaint to Bhaktada and the instrument souls. Why am I not able to have constant yoga? How can I create a powerful stage of yoga? Although you are given many types of methods, often, Bhaktada keeps receiving the same notes. What's the reason for this? You have learned yoga, but you don't know how to use the methods for remaining yogyukt. You continually to speak of yoga, but you don't pay attention to experimenting with yoga. At present, Baba is seeing a particular wave. Whenever anything comes in front of you, instead of using the power to face that you've received from the Father, you begin to put the Father in front and you say, give me power. Baba, it's your duty to help me. Give me a few blessings. You lose the courage to face the situation by yourself. And because of lacking courage, you deprive yourself of his help. The special basis of Brahman life is courage. You can't have a Brahman life unless you have courage. The Father has promised you, children, that when you maintain courage, he will help. But it isn't just the Father's help alone. Nowadays, you leave everything to the Father and you become careless yourself. This is the main weakness. You don't use the powers that you receive. You simply speak about them rather than practice them. So what do you have to do now? Now become introverted, totally absorbed in practicing every power. For example, what is the power to tolerate? What is the power to face? What's attained through the power to tolerate? When should you use the power to tolerate? Prepare yourself in advance by making your intellect go into the details of your test papers. Put each of the powers into practice. All of you do this very little. Due to lacking this practice, you become weak souls. So, now, engage yourself in experimenting with every aspect. Sit in the laboratory of this practice, and then you'll experience the support of the One Father, and all the obstacles of Maya will move away from you. Don't write the same notes to Baba anymore. You give the Father the duty of breaking the karmic bondages that you have created. Those bondages are your creation. Is it that the Father's duty is to give you methods? Or is it that the Father's duty is also to do it for you? Is it that the Father is simply the instrument to show you a method? Or is it that he should even be applying that method for you? You become very mischievous. People say to the parents of a mischievous child, "That child is not listening. Put him right." However, the father is telling you the way to put everything right. If you do it, you will receive the reward. Do you understand? Acha. I think that what this merely reminds us of is that it's not enough simply to understand the truth, or even to keep placing ourselves in the experience of truth. We need to use truth as a power to consciously and deliberately face down all the untruths around us, but then especially within us. Baba's definition of the power to face is this: to be good in front of something bad, and to have so much power of truth in my goodness that it transforms the bad into good. That's very different from how we would have faced things in the past, before our Gyani life. Because in body consciousness, there would have been so much ego and confrontation. But now Baba's teaching us how to face all difficulties as he does, with the power of truth, which is always peaceful and benevolent. And of course, this would apply to everything that's untrue or bad in others. But first and foremost, it applies to all the untruths that are still sitting inside me. I have to learn to interact with my own self with the same pure feelings and good wishes that I want to bring to others. I have to bring genuine, true feelings of patience, faith, acceptance to the bad sanskaras in me. My experience is that this is actually a key for success in self-transformation. Om Shanti.